Good morning, it's Keisha Key with the Morning Juice. What it do to all of my people out there? What up, though? It is a nice, beautiful, sunny day here in Detroit, Michigan. It's about 10:30 a.m., so everybody, like I always say, be safe out here on these roadways, traveling to and from work. We are in the seventh month of the year, so I say do your best to make the rest of the months prosperous, victorious, and make it do what it do. Put all your goals to the forefront and not to the side. This morning, I want to drop in and say, first and foremost, life will teach you if you let it. Each and every passing day, you learn something. You learn about people. You learn about family. You learn about trust. You learn about love, and you learn more about yourself. And I've learned in life is that you have to learn how to first love yourself in order to receive love properly and give love. You can't just go through life empty. You have to allow God to fill you up. You have to fill yourself up with knowledge, wisdom, and power, and keep on propelling forward. Life also comes with obstacles. They will teach you. They will make you better. They will sharpen you. They will give you wisdom. And sometimes life will teach you how to do things on your own, making it happen for yourself, growing up, being a responsible adult, putting one foot in front of the other, because life is always revolving. The world is always turning. Days, you cannot get each day back. At the end of the day, once that day is over with, if you have not made any accomplishments and goals for that day, you've now lost a whole 24 hours of productivity. And for me, these last 6 months of this year has been life-changing, teaching, painful, agonizing. And at the same note, it has brought forth wisdom, power, authority, discipline, diligence. I mean, God literally set me down so that I could learn and grow with every emotion and pain I felt this year so far. Y'all, if I was weak, I would have took myself, ran on out of here, but that's not the way, because that's just life. You know, people, they will be with you or they will be without you. Some people come and go. Some people just don't care, you know, and that's just life. Life will teach you how to persevere, how to endure. And all of this stuff that's going on nowadays, it's already biblically written. You have to continue to stay strong and still and be quiet. Observe. Make power moves for yourself, because I've even learned waiting on people when it comes to significant others. If your significant other is not on the same track as you are, they have to bounce, because sometimes the people that are in your life are blocking your blessings because they are in the way and they don't match up to your destiny and where you are going. And we as women, to the women fans out there that's listening to this podcast, we hold on to men hoping that things will get better and that they will change, when sometimes it just is what it is. It's a hard pill to swallow. Life, it will teach you. It will humble you. It will hurt you. It will put you on the shelf. Listen, life doesn't wait for nobody, okay? Life is hard. But life at the same time is what you make it. You cannot live each and every day in a negative mindset. Yesterday, I had a semi-terrible day, y'all. And I was so broken with how my life was going that I had to get before God. I was losing it. This thing that's called life, it will teach you. And it will play tricks on you if you let it. I'm telling y'all, you have to be a warrior out here in these life streets, because life switches and changes up with the quickness. Life. I just want to share this message with y'all today. It's short, but it's straight to the point. Take care of your business. make things happen for yourself, live your life, heal, be stronger, persevere. Because life will teach you. Life will disrespect you. Life will respect you. Life will do everything, okay? Everybody that comes along your path is meant to teach you something, whether it's good or bad. As I said before, everything meant for evil will always work out for the good. So, stay strong, be prayerful, stay blessed. Peace. Keisha Key.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.